Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my awesome and phenomenal co-host, Mr. Billy Miller, and the fantabulous Dr. Ayo Kadar. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. It is Monday, November 29th, already the end of this month, the beginning of a new month shortly. So we're excited, as always, to be here. You know, we've been having some really great topics on Mind Shift, so we wouldn't expect anything else, anything different here. And, you know, for those of you that may have missed any of the shows over the course of this month, we definitely encourage you to go back to the website at mindshifttalkradio.com to listen to the replays. Last week we had a great life coach. I mean, such an awesome and genuine individual, Terrence Lethbridge, that joined us last week and just shared a great message about operating in a spirit of gratitude. And so many of the topics that we've been discussing this month have been about self-renewal, self-development, and how to transform your life, how to get to the next level by working on you, basically, in the way that we think and the thoughts that we hold. And so we're going to continue that same message, that same flow tonight as well. Now, for tonight, we'll be discussing the renewal of the mind. And for me, this is a topic and a concept that I hold very close to my heart. It's one that I've been intrigued with, just a topic I've been intrigued by and intrigued with for maybe the last 8 years. It was 8 years ago when my eyes were opened up, my ears opened up, my heart opened up to the message and the topic and the subject matter of renewal of the mind. And for me personally, you know, I've been able to experience great successes in every area of my life, and I'm so thankful for this, for someone introducing this topic to me. You know, many of us have heard this stuff from the time we were kids growing up about how we have to think positively and we can't be negative and so forth. But to be able to go into it on a deeper level was very profound for me about 8 years ago. And so we're going to talk more about this tonight and just really talk about how we've all been able to benefit from this concept. And, of course, we've got Billy on the line, so we get to hear it from a spiritual perspective. You know, we've got Dr. Ayo Kadar always sharing a different perspective. It's great when you listen to Mind Shift Talk Radio, you are going to hear, you know, these different topics discussed from different perspectives, but it's always a healthy perspective. So we encourage you, as always, to have an open mind and an open heart to what you hear on the show. And we're sure that regardless of whether you agree with what we're saying or not 100% of the time, you're going to get something from this show. You're going to walk away and take away something that will be able to positively impact you, or else I don't think you'd be listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio. You wouldn't even listen to the show if you weren't able to get something from it. So we thank you. We want to thank all of you that join us every single week, that are so diligent about getting on these calls, looking to improve yourself, and also looking to see how you can be a blessing to someone else with the information that we share and that you learn on the show as well. So thank you to all of you that join us every single week. And the chat room is open. So if you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, please feel free to join us in the chat room. Or you can call us. You can reach us at area code 347-989-0206. And let us know what your thoughts are about the topic of renewal of the mind. But anyway, without any further ado, I'm going to pass it on over to my co-host, Dr. Ayo. Because Ayo, I'm really interested to know what you think about this topic, how you feel about it. I know I've been fired up about it all week, just waiting for tonight's show and the special guest that we're going to have on here. But what do you think about the topic?
Oh, I think this is so timely. Good evening, everybody. Renewal of the mind right now, especially with what's going on in the world today, keeping your mind from playing tricks on you and keeping staying focused on the things that are really important in life or essential. So I'm super excited especially about our guest speaker tonight. I know it's going to be phenomenal. I've got my my pen and paper ready to go. So this is, you know, this is just the season that this message needs to be heard. And I know everybody that's listening tonight, they're definitely going to receive a message. So I'm really excited to be on here.
Definitely. What's up, Billy, the motivational minister?
Hey.
What are your thoughts about this topic? Yeah, we can hear you clear. Now, can I say it? Can I say it out in front of everyone?
Mr. Rotary?
Yes.
Listen, last week I lost connection on my cell phone, so this time I guaranteed that I won't lose the call. I have my corded rotary phone. I know y'all trying to clown me, but I'm going whatever I can do for the people. You understand?
Okay, but for those that may not believe that you're actually on a rotary dial phone, can you go ahead and just let us know? Like, how do you let us know for real?
Okay, hold on.
That's so ridiculous. I do not really have a rotary phone.
It is 2010, and this man finds a rotary dial phone.
And I got a new phone coming for Christmas.
Huh?
I got a new phone coming for Christmas.
You don't have it all, but like you said, it's all for the people. So God bless you and your rotary dial phone, I tell you. But interesting. But Billy, what do you think about the topic tonight?
Oh, the topic, this is an excellent topic. You know, I want to share a scripture, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. That says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, and old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, when I first got born again, you know, a human consists of the mind, the body, and the spirit. And when I got born again, my spirit changed. My spirit was what was recreated. My spirit is what that new creation was, but my mind was still the same. You know, I had the word in my heart, but not in my mind. So I had to start renewing my mind, you know, filling my mind with the word of God. And that was when my life truly began to change, you know what I'm saying? So I had to begin to read the Bible and study God's word and just fill my mind. And the more that I read, the more you read, the more you know. And the more you know, the more you'll grow. And the more you grow, the farther you'll go. And so that's one of the main reasons I'm on Mind Shift, and that's what we're all about. On Mind Shift Talk Radio, this is a tailor-made topic for us, and that's why I'm super excited about our special guest that's going to be on tonight. And our special guest is Mr. Enrique Pascal, and you can connect with him under EnriquePascal.com, which is EnriquePascal.com, and This brother has a lot of wisdom. He started his quest for wisdom at a very young age. Wisdom has and will always be the premier thing that he seeks. Let me give you a quote that he said. He says, what you don't know will hurt you, and what you know will save your life. And that is just so true. And that's just a little taste of what he's going to bring tonight. He's also known as Mr. Timeout, the transformational speaker, where he teaches and empowers audiences with timeout principles. You know, like you do with your children, you know, you tell your children to, you know, they take a timeout. He's saying, hey, we as adults need timeout too. We need to take a timeout. And another thing that he says, each one of us was created to have a positive impact on the world. And as a life coach, it is his job to get to the core of a person and expose the gifts and talents that are within. And that's the kind of brother you want to connect to, somebody that will pull on your potential, because your potential is who you are but haven't yet become. And he sees through you and sees your potential. You know, he's like an MRI. He sees through you and sees the potential that's inside of you, and he pulls that out. And so I just want to introduce everybody on Mind Shift Talk Radio, Mr. Enray Pascal. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, my friend. How you doing today?
Doing great, man. I'm excited to have you on the show.
I'm excited to be here, and I want to thank you for that nice introduction. I really appreciate it, brother. Thanks a lot.
Welcome, brother.
Praise God.
Now, Enrique, you know, like Billy said, we've heard your Mr. Timeout. You know, we were able to, now we're, some of us are members of your page on Facebook, and always inspirational messages, always, I would say, mind-shifting messages, no pun intended, but just definitely messages that you share that really get people to think outside of the box. Right. And really start to look at themselves internally in terms of changes that we need to make within in order for us to see those results that we want without, basically. So we'd like for you to talk to us more about the whole renewal of the mind concept, especially for those that are new to the topic.
Yeah, you know, this is a real, real good topic. I think that we have to understand that the most important muscle that we have is the brain, the human mind. Now, the human mind weighs 3 pounds to 3.5 pounds, but it withholds so much information. You know, the Bible says that we need to be transformed daily by the renewing of our mind. And really, we have to fill ourselves up with as much information as possible. I love in the scripture because, I mean, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I'm a person that's spiritual, and I believe that true change or renewal is based on the Word of God. So I apply the principles in everything that I do. And I love the scripture that says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So I really think that in order for us to overcome and succeed in this life, we have to fill ourselves up with as much information as possible to be renewed every single day. You know, so I think that instead of us going to the gym and working out and building up our bodies and stuff, which is, that's a good thing, but we put all this emphasis on the outer person, and we're not building nothing on the inside. And what I do as a life coach is I pinpoint and I help build the inner person, and then the outside benefits from that.
Awesome. So now, say, for example, you're getting a new client coming to you, or someone that's not even necessarily a client, but just say in your day-to-day walk, you come across some individuals that are looking to explore into new areas in their lives, and they're not very familiar with this concept. How do you go about introducing them to the whole topic of renewal of the mind?
You know, I experience that on a daily basis. Just today, I got several phone calls, and it's amazing because I don't turn nobody away. I believe that the information that I have is God-given, so I share my information as much as possible. And you'd be surprised of how many people just come to the table with pretty much the same issues. And a lot of people come to the issue of unforgiveness, resentment, holding on to past hurts and pains. So what I do is I teach people not to run away from the hurts and pains and the issues. I teach them to embrace it, because I believe that you will never overcome what you are not willing to confront. So what I do is I pinpoint your point of pain. What is your point of pain? What is the point of frustration? What's your point of aggravation? Let me find out what that is. And once I find out what that is, I'll teach you to live with it. And at that point, the power that it has is no longer there. I help you take away the power from it. It's the concept of, let's say, David and Goliath, for example. You know, David did not run from this problem. He ran to the problem. He didn't run around it. He didn't try to, you know, to hide from it. He faced the problem head on. And I believe that many of us are not further along than we should be, because we're not willing to confront the very thing that's haunting us.
All right. Now, you talked about you helping individuals to pinpoint their pain, but for many people, there are several people that are not operating from a place of pain or hurt per se. You know, some people may be at a point, and I've just seen this from my own personal experience. I know for me personally, it was at the time that I felt I was most successful that I desired more of the renewal of the mind.
Okay.
To me personally, it was once I embraced success and was comfortable with success that I was more interested in learning how I can take it to the next level. So for some people, yes. They may be in a hurt position. They may be suffering from low self-esteem or some insecurities or whatever it may be. And some people are just tired and frustrated. And
right.
They say, you know what, there's no way to go but up from here, so what can I do differently? So I can understand the pinpointing of the pain for those individuals. But what about those people that are already flying high right now and just want to go to the next level? How can they apply these principles?
Well, here's the thing. There is no renewing of the mind without the proper words being spoken. You see what I'm saying? Because words, what I teach is for those people who got it going on, I teach them that in order to really go to the next level and make this thing happen, you're going to have to change the way you speak. Because words paint pictures. You follow what I'm saying? So what I do is I help individuals change their speech. Because, you know, there's a story. There was this young man that I spoke to a couple of months ago. He was going through this major surgery. And as he was going through this major surgery, he was at the point of death, believe it or not. I mean, he was kind of bugged out, but this young man was at the point of death. Mm-hmm. And God is so good, he put me in this young man's life. And for 5 minutes, I had a conversation with him. And what I did was I transformed his thinking, his mindset, from defeat to victory based on words that came out of his mouth. So what I tell people is, in order to be successful, you have to speak words that manifest success, because words have life, words have power. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So if you're not able to speak success, you can't achieve success. So one of the major principles to renewing your mind is having the ability to speak what you want into existence.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
And
so,
a lot of it has to do with your credibility as well. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but while you were saying that, I know you were talking about experiences, and I know we read a little bit more. We were able to read more of your bio, and I guess we should have started off with this, because now it's actually making more sense to me for those individuals that are not familiar with the concept and are not clear as far as who Enrique Pascal is. I think the reason that your information that you share is more credible is because of the story that you have, you know, the life that you've lived. So if you don't mind sharing some of your story, I think that'll help drive it home in terms of how the renewal of the mind can take you to the next level.
Well, my mind was renewed some years ago, because I was a person that lived a life of defeat for a long time when I was younger. I was angry, I was frustrated, I wanted to hurt people. I didn't have my father in my life, and for that reason, I had a lot of issues as far as rejection and resentment. I was even suicidal. You know, I was even suicidal for a long time. I plotted my death. I wanted to die. I knew how I was going to do it, and I had the letter written. So I was at the bottom of, you know, you couldn't get any worse than where I was at in my life. And what happened was I applied 8 principles. I applied the timeout principles to my life. It started in a blog form. So I wrote some blogs out. And then before you knew it, I had a book. And this book is called 8 Steps to Mastering Your Emotions. And what it did is it helped me to change and transform my thinking. I was no longer holding on to pains and hurts. I was now releasing and holding on to the positivity of my life. And my life was transformed based on these principles. And I thank God I was able to, I'm still able to share these principles with people. And, you know, people that are contemplating divorce are no longer doing it. We have students that were suffering in school. Now they're A students. It's a shifting of the mindset. You know, I always say this, that you will never be able to live beyond the mental portrait that you have of yourself. So you have to have a portrait of yourself that is valuable. If you don't have a valuable portrait, then what you have is a picture that has no worth at all. So, you know, another process is, or principle is, to paint a mental picture that, you know, whatever you want your future to be, paint that picture mentally. And I had to paint that picture. So no longer did I want to commit suicide. Now, you know, I want to live and help as many people as possible, because I was able to control and master my emotions.
Now, with your coaching right now, do you primarily coach, is there a certain demographic that you primarily coach, or is it pretty much just everyone across the board?
Everyone across the board. I have clients from people that are not saved to people that are saved. I have students. I have husband and wives I coach, because the principles apply to everyone. Once you apply it, it'll just change the lives, whoever applies them. So I'm blessed with the fact that I'm not in a box. You know, I'm able to coach pretty much anyone.
Okay. Do you mind sharing more about those 8 principles with us?
Sure, sure. My first step is called taking the time out. Now, we understand that, you know, many of us, we love sports, whether it's baseball, football, basketball, whatever the sport is, we love sports. And whenever we see our team, playing to their potential. You know, I know myself, I love basketball. I'm a basketball fan, and whatever my team is not playing to their potential, I jump off the couch and I start yelling for a timeout because I understand that I need my players to come off that field, that court, sit on the bench, drink some water, lower your heart rate, and get the instructions from the coach. So when they remove themselves from the place, from the battle, from the place of playing wrong, and they're able to gather their thoughts and get the instructions from the coach, the offensive or defensive play, now they're able to get back into the game and have a strategic plan to win the game. Well, that's the timeout principle. The first thing is we have to remove ourselves from the situation or the person that has us breathing heavy, has us fumbling, has us acting unlike ourselves. Sit on the bench, get on the couch, drink some water, and gather your thoughts. Listen to the voice of peace, and then make your decision based on what you're hearing. So my first principle or my first step is taking the time out. Now, I know many people may have a problem with this issue. I know I did, because for the longest I said, well, I'm a grown-up. I'm not going to sit in the corner and face the wall. The truth is, we need to do that because when you take yourself out of the game, now you're able to make good decisions based on the right information. You see, so what I've learned is I've learned that my son is who I once was, and I am who he soon will become. So if timeout is good for him, it's definitely good for me.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, I had to grab that. You know, at first I said, you know what? I looked at my son. I said, well, I'm a bigger him, and he's a smaller me. You know, so when I saw that, I said, well, if I put him on the corner and say, take a timeout because you need to think, then I might need to go ahead and apply that principle myself. And I'll be honest with you, I do it every day.
Right.
I do it every day. I do it every single day.
I say that all the time. I think some of the greatest lessons that we learn for those of us that are parents are from our children.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We can learn so much from our kids, really.
Right. It's true. You know, we grew up with always hearing, you know, do as I say and not as I do, but that's a little difficult.
Right. So, you know, my step one is taking a time out. My step two, I'm going to give you my step two. My step two is called doing an inventory. When I was going through my transition from who I was to who I am today, I literally walked around with a pen and a pad. Now, when I walked around with a pen and a pad, what I was doing is I was taking notes of who I was for that particular moment. For example, if you and I had some kind of dealings, I would take notes after you left me based on certain things. Was I patient? Was I loving? Was I kind? Was I understanding? Did I display these principles? And what I did was under these words, I put 1 to 5. Now, if I wasn't hitting 5 or close to it, that means I had work to do. So when you do an inventory, what it does is it keeps you accountable. An inventory lets you know what you have enough of or what you're low on. So we have to do a daily inventory because when we allow days to go past without doing an inventory, what happens is we have this thing called a buildup. When you have a buildup, it's like a volcano. It's going to erupt. Now, we understand that pressure busts pipes. So if pressure is having a kind of impact on a pipe, how much of an impact is it having on your heart, on your immune system, on your major organs in your body, releasing all these bad chemicals? So what I do daily also is do an inventory. It's a checklist. It keeps me in check and let me know what I need to work on, because some days I may be low in the area of patience. Some days I may be low in the area of understanding. So I know I have to work a little harder in that area to make sure that I'm operating at that 5 as much as possible.
And it seems like it's important that you have to be honest with yourself when you're doing that too.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. Honesty is something that you have to embrace that. Now, what's so good about the principles is you will never have the opportunity to blame someone else. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, let me step into this. Here go my step three. All right, my step three is called taking responsibility. All right, step three is called taking responsibility. I love this step because I call this the graduation phase. All right? Mm-hmm. Monopoly and chess and checkers is not the oldest game in the book. Contrary to what people may say, Monopoly is not the oldest game created. The oldest game in existence is called the blame game. The blame game started in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned, and when God came to Adam and said, "Yo, Adam, what's going on?" And then Adam said, "Well, the woman that you put here, she did that." And then God went to Adam and said, went to Eve and said, "Eve, what's happening here?" And then she said, "Well, the serpent that you put here, he did that." They passed the buck around. My question always was and always is, what would have happened if Adam would have stepped up and said, "You know what, God, my bad, I messed up." We probably wouldn't be in the situation we are right now.
Right.
If he would have just accepted responsibility and not put it off on the woman, you know what I'm saying, and say, "Wait a minute, you know what, you put me in charge, I did that, let me handle this, it's not her fault, I'm going to step up to it." So what I teach people through my third step responsibility is the same finger that you used to point at somebody else, turn it around and point it at yourself. Mm-hmm. What I teach people is this right here. Your response is your responsibility. Nothing you say and do can have me do something I don't want to say or do. If I say or do it, it's because I wanted to. It's already on the inside of me. The devil can't make me do nothing. He can go ahead and try to tempt me and put something in my face, but it's up to me, my decision, to grab it and say, "I believe in the vision. I believe what you're giving me. I'm going to move on based on what you're giving me." So responsibility is graduation. When you're able to look in the mirror and say, "You know what? Whether I win or lose, it's my fault. If I do something wrong, it's my fault. If I fall short in this area, it's my fault. It's nobody else's fault but me." When you step into that, now you're ready for graduation. Now you're ready for maturity. See, this is how you transform a person's mind. Because it's so easy for me to say, "You know what, man, my wife had an affair on me, so I felt justified for me to go have an affair on her." Nah. No matter what she does, I am still responsible for what I do. So I think that's one of the most key things that we have to understand as far as the renewing of the mind, is to be able to accept what happens in our lives and say it's nobody else's responsibility but us, and I can't blame no one for my success or my failures or anything that I do in my life. It's basically up to me on my decision. You know, so the renewing of the mind is a great topic, but we have to understand that the mind is a muscle, and if you don't operate or if you don't work this thing out every single day, it's not going to grow. It's not going to get stronger. The human mind is so amazing that the human mind takes 420 billion impressions per second and moves it throughout the seven layers of the human brain. It is so amazing. We can store in the human mind 3 million years worth of memory. I mean, it is so amazing what we have here. Most people operate at 1% in their brain. Albert Einstein operated at 10%. What would happen if you was operating at 5 to 7% of the capacity of your brain? You will be known as a genius. So it is so important that every day we seek. There's nothing more important in our lives. Not your mother, not your husband, not your wife. There's nothing more important in your life than wisdom. Wisdom is the most important thing in your life. It's not money, it's nothing but wisdom. Wisdom is the ability to know right from wrong. Wisdom is the ability to make a decision independent from the facts. Wisdom is the ability to make a decision based on the truth. And there you would find freedom, peace, and prosperity and joy, right there. So what I do every single day is I seek wisdom like my life depends on it, because it does.
Now, how do you get wisdom?
I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Somebody might differ with me, but I'm just going to, you know, tell you like how it is. You can't get wisdom independent from the Word of God. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. See, here's the reality. You can get information, but see, information is constantly changing. That word stays the same forever. That word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That word would never change. It would be the same 1,000 years from now and still have the same impact 1,000 years from now than it does today. So anyone who's trying to build a foundation or build anything independent from the principles of God, they're building something that will eventually crumble and fall. And I'm not speaking religion. I'm speaking about spirituality here. Working on a perfect person here.
Taking my seat. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
So here's the thing. This is how we build up wisdom every single day. We seek it the way we seek that person that we first fell in love with for the first time on our best behavior. Wisdom is something that we should seek morning, noon, and night. Every single day is an opportunity to learn something. I live based on the principle right here. I approach all things as a student and not a teacher. I believe that in life there's a lesson in everything. The question is, are you willing to learn? So if you approach everything with an attitude of not knowing, with an excitement of having new information, oh, my God, the world is yours and everything in it.
Yes, sir.
I'm hungry. You know, I just want to go deeper into some of this stuff. Go ahead, Billy.
You know, another way it just brings to me a scripture. James 1:5 says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally. You know, God is still involved. You know, if you lack wisdom, seek it in the Word, like you said, and also you can ask God for wisdom to give you the wisdom to know what to do when you don't even know what to do.
Exactly right.
Solomon.
Exactly right. You know, well, you know, figure it this way. If you approach everything in your life as a student, there's a certain attitude, disposition, and mindset that you have to approach that. Now, if you approach something as if you already know it, you already missed out on the opportunity to learn. Listen, I can learn from anything and anybody. I can learn from the paint on the wall. I just stayed out and I just look and I study. I study the butterfly. I study the ant. I study my 9-month-old daughter. I study everything because I understand that as much information that I have, the more better off I'm going to be. Many of us right now are struggling with our mindset, struggling in our lives because we lack one thing. We don't have a money problem. It's not a money problem. If I gave you $1 million and your mindset ain't changed, you're going to have a bigger problem. It's not a money problem. It's the wisdom problem. Any problem in this planet is a wisdom problem.
Yes, sir.
The economy is not a money problem. The economy is a wisdom problem. Once we understand how to control the money, once we understand how to do it based on the right principles, it's gone. It's just that simple. You don't solve the money problem by printing more money.
Right.
That's not taken from the problem. No. You sit down and come up with a plan. Come up with a plan. You know, a budget. You know, where's the budget? You telling me that as a working person, you telling me the government saying we should be on a budget, but you don't have a budget.
Right.
If the top is So what I'm saying is, if the top is not flowing the right way, then everybody who's following that leader is going to stumble along the way. This is the reason why, in order to renew your mind, you have to be operating on a system independent from the one that we're already on, because this system right here is broken. So if you're operating on a broken system, more than likely you're going to be broken.
So Enrique,
I was going to say, perfect example of that, I was going to say really quick, when you were talking about wisdom in terms of the economy and just the need for us to be able to be good stewards over all we have, this is like perfect example when you see these people that win the lottery and then they lose it, you know, they're bankrupt within a year or two, or you see people even on TV like that, what is that, Extreme Home Makeover, and then those people end up losing those homes in foreclosure because they take out other liens and so forth against the property and can't pay them back. So, like you said, you can reprint money, you can get someone a bag full of money, but if they don't have the understanding, if they don't have the wisdom, if they don't know how to be a good steward over what they have, then they're still back to zero.
Exactly right.
That's a great point.
Exactly right. Yeah, Billy, you saying something? I'm sorry, Billy.
Oh, yeah, I was actually about to say the same thing about the lottery. I was just about to say that. Is that the reason why people who win the lottery wind up going broke? So.
What I'm saying is people don't understand that money don't change nothing. It just increases who you are.
Right.
If you're a fool without the money, you're going to be a bigger fool with it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So if you can't budget $100, you're not going to be able to budget $1,000.
Right.
Money doesn't increase nothing. You know what I mean? So money's not the most important thing in the world. What's the most important thing in the world is wisdom. We have to understand something. Okay. When God came to Solomon, Solomon could have got money and everything else he wanted. But this young man at the age of 13 said, give me a discerning heart. Give me wisdom so I can know what to do because I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And based on that, God was so moved that not only did he give him wisdom, he gave him everything else he did not ask for.
Mm-hmm.
So once you put yourself in a position to bring pleasure and please the Creator by seeking wisdom, seek it early in the morning, seek it late at night, seek it all day long. Once you show that you are willing to renew your mindset and willing to be used by the higher power, the God, now everything else you're seeking is going to fall right into your laps. It's going to be right there for you. Once again, our problem in society is not money. It's not about I can't get along with my wife or my husband. It's a wisdom problem. If you know how to, if you have enough wisdom, you can deal with your wife, you can deal with your husband, you can deal with your kids. I do this every single day, and I'm not bragging about what I do, but I got to be honest with you. Most of the times, when I talk to a person and find out what their issue is, they are set free and delivered on that first conversation. On the first conversation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, Enrique,
and you're opening your eyes up to something brand new on that first conversation. They're probably hearing some things they've never heard before. It's just like a whole new eye-opening experience for them.
Right, because you know what it is once you give a person revelation, which is light, once you give a person light, whatever darkness was occupying your mindset is gone. The darkness is gone. It makes room for the light. And once that light is there, it brings nourishment to the brain, which brings information throughout your whole body. And once you have this information, now you start acting accordingly. Think about how good you feel when you discover something new that you never knew before. When you read something that was so informative for the first time. Don't it feel like you won $1 million? Like, wow, this is crazy. Like, I didn't know this. See, that's called revelation. Revelation comes to bring a shift and a transference in your life. When you get the information and that light brightens up on the inside of you, the reason why you feel so good is because darkness is no longer there.
Hey, Enrique, it's the scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12.
Okay.
And it says, for wisdom is a defense as money
yes.
is a defense.
Yes.
But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it.
Right.
And that's what came to me when you was talking about that, because it's not that money's bad, but
right.
wisdom is better.
Right.
You know, wisdom
right.
can give you something that money can't. It'll give you
right.
money also, but it'll go, like you said,
right.
it'll shine a light inside of you that's called revelation, you know, that'll
right.
change your life. And that's awesome, brother.
Well, here's the thing. Wisdom can take you where money can't.
Yes, sir.
Wisdom can take you to the king's palace. Money will leave you outside of the king's palace because the king don't need your money, but he needs your information.
Yes, sir.
When Joseph was in prison, he had nothing to offer the king but information.
Hmm.
When Joseph came to the king and said, wait a minute, interpretations come from God. I can't give you this, but God will. And when Joseph gave the information to the king, not money, not jewelry, nothing else, when he gave information, the wisdom of God, then Joseph was put in position to rule over all the land. If you can solve, anybody who's listening who's employed right now, if you can solve a problem tomorrow on your job that nobody else can't, look forward to a promotion whenever it's available. You will move from the mailroom straight to the vice president's office if you can solve that problem. Let me say this. Everybody created was created to solve a problem. Everybody alive today, if you are alive today,
you are created to solve a problem. The problem is you are focusing too much on your problem instead of trying to figure out how to help somebody else up with their problems.
Mm.
You make all the money in the world when you are able to solve a problem. Doctors solve medical problems. Lawyers solve legal problems. You see what I'm saying? So if you can solve a problem, that's where your money at. If you want money, solve somebody's problem. Solve it. Mechanics solve problems. That's why they get paid $100 an hour. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is, and watch this. If you want to make the most money, solve the biggest problem.
That's good.
Solve the biggest problem. Think about what you can do. What can you do right now to put a smile on a person's face? You are a problem solver. And they will remember you, and they will pay you for that. I get paid all day long to listen to problems and find solutions. I am not a problem. I am not a person that fixed my mind on problems. I am solution driven. You give me a problem, I'm thinking solution all the way. I understand one thing. I understand that let me tell you this story. I got this story, and this is very interesting. It was this lady by the name of Mrs. Phillips. And Mrs. Phillips had the most amazing garden that you would ever see. I mean, beautiful garden. People from near and far, all over the world, came to Mrs. Phillips to see her beautiful garden. Now, Mrs. Phillips did not have any kids. So she loved her flowers so much that she gave every single one of them names. One was John, one was Mary, one was Joseph, one was Martha. She gave her flower names. They were her kids. And one day, one of her neighbors came to the yard and said, "Hey, Mrs. Phillips, have you noticed that weed in the midst of your garden?" And Mrs. Phillips lost her mind, guys. She was like, "What weed in my garden? What's going on?" She lost her mind. She finally found that weed, and day in and day out, man, Mrs. Phillips is on. You know, she's on this weed. She's trying to kill this weed. She's trying to kill this weed. And after 2 weeks, she killed the weed. But she also killed the flowers. She took all her attention from the beautiful flowers and put all her attention on that one weed. And when that weed died, so did her flowers.
Wow. So we got to redirect our focus.
Yeah, no question, man. Whatever you give your attention to determines what lives and what dies.
That is the question. How do you? Because a lot of people that you know, they are in that situation. They are where, you know, they're unemployed and they're, they're struggling with whatever it is that they're struggling with. And how do they get there? How do they actually, the steps that we're talking about? How can they actually get to where they're starting to renew their mind? How can they pull themselves up? Because they might hear what you're saying, but how can they, that they need to actually take these principles that you're talking about and apply them to their life? How can they take action?
You know what? It's something as simple as a decision. You have to make a decision to do this. You have two choices. You're either going to go down and go down and not fight and be messed up, or go down fighting and win. Here's the reality. You have to understand that these two choices give you two different outcomes. If you're not going to make the decision to go in the right direction and fight for what you know and believe in, then, hey, you're gonna fall. We have to understand this right here, and I'm telling you this. People have to understand this. Every single person alive has a gift on the inside of them to offer to the world. You may not believe it. You may have been told as a child that you are nothing, you're stupid, you're dumb, you're not worth it, you will never model to anything. That is a lie. That is a lie. If you are alive today, you are talented and you have something to offer someone. Do you draw good? Do you sing good? Do you dance good? Whatever it is that you do, go ahead and give that gift to the world. You have a gift, you have a talent, but you have to make the decision. Every day you wake up, you decide, I'm going to wear a white shirt or a blue shirt. I'm going to put on some black pants or white pants. Listen, make the decision that I'm going to win. Say it so much. Look in the mirror and get angry with yourself. Point to yourself and tell yourself that you are nothing but a success story. You are nothing but a winner, and losing is not an option. You got to get angry with yourself. You got to kick yourself in the butt. You cannot go into that pity party. Listen, there are currently 7 billion people on this planet. Not counting from the beginning of time, I mean right now, 7 billion people on this planet. You are the only person on this planet with your fingerprints. Nobody else. Nobody on this planet has your fingerprints. Out of 7 billion people today and billions before you and even after you, nobody would ever have your fingerprints. There are 7 billion people on this planet. Nobody has your DNA. Nobody has your DNA. They will never have it. There are 7 billion people on this planet. No one ever had the rhythm of your heartbeat. When God made you, he made a masterpiece. When he made you, he took his time. You have a gift. You have a talent. And if you touch it, no one else can touch it the way you can because you are the only one with that fingerprint. How about that?
Mm. Hey, look at that. Look, I'm clapping it up. That's what I'm talking about.
Losing is not an option. Losing needs to go on vacation because you are a winner. You are a success story. And if you believe it enough, and if you say it enough, it will become a reality to you. But a closed mouth won't get fed. You better open your mouth and tell yourself who you are every single day. You better tell yourself who you are every single day. You need to hear that every single day, how beautiful you are, how intelligent you are, how much of a gift you are. Let me tell y'all something, man. I'm a bad man. The best at what I do. And there's nobody better than me in the world. I'm the best at it. I ain't conceited. I just tell myself that so much. Now, it's a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I do what I do with no effort. Why? Because I believe in the pictures in my mind. And can't nobody come and repaint that picture. I am a success story, whether you like it or not, and there's nothing you can do to change it because I already wrote my script and can't nobody change it but me.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm about to jump out of this seat. I'm so excited saying that. Man, that sounds good.
I want
to say that again. My God, I felt. Did you feel that?
I felt it. Say it again, man.
Something shifted in my belly. Oh my God! Did you feel an earthquake where you're sitting at right now? Come on, man. Y'all better get with this, man. If you, guys, man, you guys that's listening to this call, this is amazing. This is Mind Shift Radio, and we're doing just that. You have to shift it. And I know you probably say it's easier said than done. Well, let me tell you something. You are talking to a person that wanted to commit suicide some years ago. I was on the verge of doing it. And by God, if my life is different, you can do the same thing. All you have to do is take one step in the right direction. That's it. Just one step.
Yes, sir.
And keep stepping once you get to that one place. Just keep on stepping. Keep on stepping. And I guarantee you, you're going to get it.
Man, you went from wanting to take your life to sharing your life. That's awesome.
Yeah. To God be the glory, man. That's why, you know what, Billy, this is why I'm so passionate about this thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you see, I understand what it is not to have nothing and be on the bottom and go to the top and lose it again and wanting to lose, you know, my wife ready to divorce me. My kids are scared of me. Nobody wants to be around me. Man, I understand all this stuff. Man, I almost lost my life because my wife ready to divorce me. My kids didn't want to be around me. Mm-hmm. I hated myself. I had to renew my mind. I had to transform my inner person.
Sir.
You know, and I just want people to know that this it could be done. Let me tell y'all something. The economy ain't got nothing to do with you.
Mm.
Somebody making money right now. Why not you?
Mm-hmm.
Buying into this stuff. Unemployment is high. And turn the radio off. Turn the TV off, man, and start reading something about building up your mind where you can make some money. You know, figure out if you draw good, man, go ahead and get a canvas and start painting something and sell that picture. Somebody going to buy it.
Mm.
Somebody gonna buy it? I mean, what, nobody spending money no more? That's the White House problem. That ain't my problem. Listen, whatever's happening at the White House, it does not affect the Pascal's house.
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, if they want some information, they better call me. I can help them out a whole lot.
He fired up. That's right.
Hey, I got a question for you, Enrique.
Yes, sir, brother.
And I want to lead up to it. That's the scripture, Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, "For as a man
yes,
is
yes.
hard, so
yes.
is he."
Yes, he
you know,
is.
So if you can't see there, you can't be there.
Right, right.
You know, if you can't see it, you won't seize it.
Right.
You know, if you can't perceive it with your eyes, you can't achieve it with your hands.
Right.
If your mind can't see that far, your feet sure won't take you there.
Amen.
So what I want you to share about how can people begin to see? How can they start using their imagination to see what you were seeing, to look in the mirror and say, "I'm a success."
Oh, man, you know, you said a key word there, but let me say something real quick. Do you not know that, you know, I when I first read that scripture, I kept saying, "I don't understand what you're saying, God. Are you saying that the human heart has a mind?" I just learned this a couple of months ago, that the heart has its own nervous system, and they call it the brain in the heart. Do you believe that? Science calls the nervous system to the heart because it has its own nervous system. Mm-hmm. They call it the brain and the heart.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Science is backing up the Bible.
Right, right. The bad thing is the heart.
Yeah. So back to the imagination thing. That is the key. I'm so glad you said that. Let me say this to you. Imagination is one of the most key things that God has given us. Albert Einstein said that imagination is more important than knowledge. When knowledge ends, it says you can't do this. Imagination will take you further. When you and I were younger, when we were kids, we want to be scientists. We want to be astronauts. And then we get older and we say, okay, I want to be a manager at Walmart. What happened to the scientist? What happened to the dreamer? The ability to dream is amazing. You can shut your eyes right now and put yourself on a stage to be running a company, a Fortune 500 company. Imagination is God's gift. It's His way of giving you a sneak preview of your future. Billy, I sit down every single day, close my eyes, and imagine the unimaginable. So much so that I say it as I see it, and I say it so much I believe it. Just now when I told you I'm the best, I wasn't playing. I really believe that.
Right, right.
Because I imagine it so much, and I live in it so much. I'm in the moment. Right now, I am high. I am higher than anyone could be at this moment. Why? Because I'm in my element. This is what I live for. I imagined this. Before I even came on this show, I imagined this whole day being on this show, having an impact on someone's life.
Yes, sir.
Dr. King had a dream, imagination. He seen something. And what he seen, we are still living in it today. We have to be able to see. We have to be able to dream with our eyes open and our eyes closed. Don't let your dreams die. If you wanted to be a doctor, man, by God, if you're alive, go for it. If you want to be a lawyer, a police officer, whatever you want to do, if you have life in your body, go for it. Imagine it. Go back to that childlike state when you were 8 years old and you had no fear. See, Billy, Stacy, Dr. I, there is no fear in imagination.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? If you could imagine something, man, imagination would have you flying off of a building. See yourself doing it. See yourself being this superhero. When you was younger, you saw yourself as Superman. Become that person. Visualize it. See it with your eyes open. See it with your eyes closed. Speak it. Live in the moment. As a man thinks in his heart, that's what he is. That's what she will become. You will never be able to live beyond the mental picture that you have of yourself. Imagine yourself being on top of the world, and you will be there.
You know, Enrique, you have shared so much information. I mean, we didn't even get through the full 8 steps. You know, I think we stopped at number 3.
Right.
And you really got fired up. And we're, like, going with you. So it has been amazing just to have you on because you've touched on so many great points. You know, and we just got to taking responsibility and the inventory and the timeout. But at the end of the day, everything that you've discussed has come back to the same thing in terms of renewal of the mind is really an individual making the decision to make the change and then being proactive in that change, you know. So at the end of the day, it is about changing your thinking. And you were exactly right with everything you said. I was just reading something that Coach Terrence posted in the chat room just now, and he talked about you can't be what you can't see. And how true is that? In order for us to be able to get to the next level, we have to start believing for something bigger than who we are right now. We
Absolutely.
Have to believe for something bigger than what we have right now. So it's just like, you know, it goes back to the old saying, you can't put new wine into old wineskins as far as the lesson we learned in the Bible. You can't do that. So you're going to have to enlarge yourself. You have to enlarge your vision. You have to enlarge your way of thinking if you want to receive more. And also, I love the fact that you talk about being able to be a blessing to others, to be able to give to others. It goes hand in hand with our conversation we had last week with Coach Terrence about operating in gratitude, but also from a place of service, willing to bless others, willing to serve other people. That's where our greatest rewards come from. So I appreciate
right.
everything that you've shared tonight. You know, and unfortunately, we didn't get to cover everything, but we do want people to know how to get in touch with you, how to get in contact with you to be able to get more information and more of your insight. So how can our guests get in touch with you?
Simply go to my website. It's Enrique, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E, Pascal, P as in Peter, A-S-C-A-L.com. All my information is on that website. You can just check it out. And, you know, if you, I even do coaching services. Whatever you need, I'm there. All, any information you need, I got YouTube videos, I got blogs. Whatever you need, you find it on the website.
Okay, and what about your book? Tell us the name of the book and how we can get a copy of that.
It's called 8 Steps to Mastering Your Emotions. I also have this book titled The 5 Senses Devotional. I got another book titled How to Raise Your GPA. And you can just go to the website and just find it on the website. And these are all e-books, so once you make the purchase, you can download it and have it right there at your desktop and do what you do with it.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we encourage you to be able to go online. We encourage you to go online at EnriquePascal.com or join him on Facebook as well and get this information. Definitely load with great information. And, again, your story alone, Enrique, it just shows everyone that we can all break free of the barriers of our past. We don't have to live in the past. We don't have to live in the old circumstances. We don't have to become a victim of our circumstances, but truly we can be a victor over our circumstances, and your story tells that. So we definitely appreciate you being on the show with us tonight. We were so honored to have you here, and definitely we'll be reaching out to, you know, work with you later. If you don't
Thank
mind,
you.
We'd love to have you back on the show to share more
sure.
with us as well.
Sure, I love to be on, and thanks a lot for allowing me to share. I just love doing it, so I'll be up all night because I'm high right now. I'm fired up, man.
Amazing.
You got me fired up. I love you guys. Thank you so much for allowing me to share. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Billy, Isle, do you have anything you want to share before we close out for the evening?
Oh, I just want to go ahead, Isle.
Oh, me? I'm good. I'm like, I think I'm about to go back and listen to this tonight. This is awesome. So thanks for coming on and sharing some really great information. There's some people who really, really need to hear this. So it was great. Thanks for coming on.
Are we going to get a video coming from you, Aya?
You know it.
Awesome. What's up, Billy?
I just want to share Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. I mean, 27, verse 17, the Contemporary English Version. It says, just as iron sharpens iron, friends sharpen the minds of each other. And that's what Enrique did tonight. He sharpened our minds. And I just want to thank him again for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Definitely. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. This was another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio, another mind-shifting topic talking about the renewal of the mind. Again, we encourage you to go online to EnriquePascal.com to get more information about our special guest that joined us this evening. Also, you can reach us on Facebook at MindShift Talk Radio or also join us here at MindShiftTalkRadio.com. Always come back and listen to the replays. And make sure that you're sharing information with other individuals that you know may be able to benefit and that will be blessed by the information that we share here. So, as always, we thank you for your ongoing support. We definitely want to wish you guys a phenomenal week. You know, Join us next week, same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. But that is it, ladies and gentlemen. You guys have a blessed week, and we will speak to you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.